Okay. As we start the Lamates Melachos, allow me to give a little bit of a hakdoma into the actual Lamates Melachos, and obviously into the Melacha of Bishul that we're learning now, which will help us tremendously as we go on to the Melacha itself. So number one, Ki Yadua, anybody that learns the Mishnah, the beginning of Shabbos Ayin Gimel, tells us that there are Lamates Melachos. Why various ones were chosen and why various ones were not chosen is already a shaila in the Gemara. Of a lemaisa, the yisoid of a melacha. What is the yisoid of a melacha? So without getting into too much detail, because obviously this is something as you go along, you'll get a hagosha to yourself. But going to the melachas is a poshet. A person can, for example, the entire Shabbos, in Tchelevatsoit, he can take a table, a shtender, a chair, a couch, and he can drag it from one side of the room backwards and forwards the entire Shabbos. The end of Shabbos, he's sweating. He completely exhausted. He was never Mechalel Shabbos. Whereas, if he takes a piece of paper, a little tissue, and he takes it outside into the street, so then he's Mechalel Shabbos Min HaTorah. From Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim. So we have over here a very interesting concept. A person can work tremendously hard on Shabbos, but yet not be Mechalel Shabbos, whereas taking a tissue outside automatically is Doraisa. What's the Pshat? So the Pshat is the Yisod of the Melacha is not what the Velt, or maybe what Oskol translates it as, it's not work. Because obviously work will not define what becomes us or what becomes mutter. Melacha is defined as a creation that was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the reason why Avada on the seventh day, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us not to do melacha like HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do melacha. Which melacha did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu work hard? No. Nothing to do with working hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. There were certain creations made in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped on the seventh day. Mimela, Shabbos is about don't create. And it's very interesting. If you go through the Lamates Melachos one by one, you will find the Tzad HaShavah between them. Some of them is a bit more difficult. That the Tzad HaShavah between all the Melachos is a creation. And for example, let's take a simple one. Boira. What do you do by Boira? You have over here a bowl of shells and nuts, and I take off all the shells. I now have a perfected, beautiful bowl of nuts. That's a creation. I created myself a beautiful food that wasn't there a moment ago. Now, obviously, the creation that the Ribbono Shel Olam does and the creation that we do is completely different. You can't compare one to the other. The Ribbono Shel Olam creates something from nothing. We create from pre-existing items. And that's why, as you go through the Lamates Melachos, for example, Tosfos in the beginning of Shabbos says that Hotzah is the big shayla. Tosfos is busy with Hotzah. Where's the Melachah Hotzah? What did I do already? I just took it from here to there. So there's a sheet in the Bala Ma'or. I'm not going into the Inu right now, but Eid Hashem, when we learn Hotzah, we'll explain it clearly. But the Yisod of Hotzah is, this was not usable in this place, it's now usable in the next place. I changed the item and the status of the item by changing the actual place in the world that it is. So Mimela, the Melachas that we're looking at are Melachas that are based on a type of creation. And you'll see as you go through the Melachas, it's klar that is exactly the underlying principle that runs through the whole of Hilchos Shabbos. Now let's continue with a little bit also right into the Hagdama of Bishul itself. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that a person does a few melachas, me'ein melacha achas. As I state in Mishnah, you have to bring one korban chatos, as long as it's one behelem echot, you bring one korban chatos, as I state in the Mishnah. Now, what is this me'ein melacha achas? What's the pshat? What type of melachas am I doing? So here we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Famous machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds that when the Mishnah said you're doing many melachas, you only bring one chatos because there's one helem, is the pshat means I'm doing many tolders of one av. As we know, Ki Yadua, that every single av melacha of the 39 has sprouting out of it many tolders that come out from there. Mimele, if a person does all of those tolders as well from that av, Zug Rashi, that's what the Mishnah was discussing by Me'ein Melacha Achas. Comes along the Rambam says, no, there's something called a Me'ein HaMelacha. According to the Rambam, they're all of melachas, but they're me'ein melacha achas. In other words, maybe it didn't get its place in the Mishnah, in Ayin Gimel, but it's so essential that it's got a din of me'ein melacha. It just happened to be not in the Mishnah. So for example, let's take our melacha, oifer. Mishnah says, Ayin Gimel, what is the melacha of Bishul? Doesn't call it Bishul, right? Rashi says it Mufurish. He calls it oifer. Now, oifer was done in the Mishkan, right? The Rambam tells us that Bishul was also included, and it's an av, not that it's a tolda. What's the pshat? Because it's me'ein melacha achas, even though it didn't make its name into the Mishnah, but since it's me'ein melacha achas, it's k'nilu one melacha, it's all going to be the av, they're all ovois, they're all on the same madrega, and they're all similar. Rashi says, do what you want. Call it any name that you want. At the end of the day, it's all one malacha. It's called a malacha. You don't call it this, you don't call it that. It's called an av malacha, and there's enough gemina la halacha la maisa in this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. But what is enough gemina, maybe, is what exactly defines an av and what defines a tolda. And this is essential to understand before you open up any chelik gimel, any malacha that we're going to learn, of bishul and boya. And any of the malachas, you can experience all sorts of lishonis in the rishonim of this is an av, this is a tolda, Tosus goes to town. If you have an av and he does a different av and he'll give him a swar for this, can he get the punishment of that? What defines an av and what defines a tolda? Tremendous yisod, and it will bring us back to bishul. It's wonderful. The yisod is like this. Rabbi Zalman in the Eben Ezra and the Rambam Pleuk Yitzayin. See, he brings a beautiful yisod. God is talking about Hilchos Boyne, but it's a beautiful yisod that means that to us as well. He says like this. He says, if the accomplishment is exactly the same, if the tutsah, the end result, was exactly the same, then it can either be an av or it could be a tolda. So what's koveya it as either an av or either a tolda? He says, a tremendous yisod, the pu'ula. If the action is different to how it was done in the Mishkan, then it's a tolda. If the action was exactly the same as the Mishkan, then it's an av. So again, everybody, so let's get this clear. If the tutsah, if the end result is exactly the same, then it can either be an av or it can be a tolda, not a drabona. What defines it as an av or a tolda of the melacha is simply whether or not the pu'ula, the action, is the same as the Mishkan or different to the Mishkan. And the classic example is by us. Bishul Anoifa. Bishul Anoifa, he goes through the Rambam and Hilchos Bishul. He starts putting things in categories, melting metal, all sorts of things. And you're trying to get a bit confused. What's the av, what's the tolda, what's the drabonon, what's going on? So for example, you take a food and you cook it in water, or you fry it in oil, or you bake it in an oven. These are all av melochas. What's the pshat? The tetzah is obviously the same, but the pa'ula is also the same. The pa'ula of putting something in water or putting something into an oil is exactly the same. There's enough community. You fry it and you cook it. Mimele it's got a din of an av. Masha'ein came the Rambam. If you look at the beginning, when he talks about Bishul, he puts melting metal into a different category. I Bishul, it's a tolda. What made it a tolda? According to what we said, the yisoid of Mrs. Alman, the yisoid of a tolda is that the tutsar is the same, but the pu'ula is different. When you melt metal, you can't compare that to making a schnitzel. There's no shayla b'chal, they ain't dinyan. Mimela, that's why the Rambam put melting metal into the tolda list, not into the av list. So that's a yisoid, which is a good yisoid to remember stam in all of the lamatas and lachas that we're going to go through, that this yisoid is a tremendous, tremendous yisoid, and obviously it has a big enough gemina to ask, not la halacha, because obviously la halacha, there's no enough gemina to an av and a tolda, but there are enough geminas with hasra, there's enough geminas of, could be the severity, there are tshuvas, the tshuvina rov and dovin mishom is a tshuva, that if a person has a choice, he has to be machal Shabbos. He had a bottle of pekuach nefesh, let's say. He has to be machal Shabbos, whatever it may be. So the rice of the shayla is, now what do? I have a choice, an av or a tolda. Could be, I should do the tolda, not the av. Could be. There is such a hava meaning the chivini rav and dovin mishon. So there could be enough meaning that halacha, but the mice is not really. Now, let's start now from the beginning of Shin Yitz Ches. Now, we're going to go a little bit like this. The beginning of Shin Yitz Ches starts with Bishul. He immediately goes on to Maisa Shabbos. And then we'll get to see Gimel, which is Bishul, the Rabbanon, with a son, and all the nafkaminis, the halacha, will come up from Duchemesh, microwaves, and all the sorts of shilas that could come out. So we'll start like this. The Hakdomit to Bishul goes like this. Bishul, we know, is one of the melochas of the Sedura de Pas. It was one of the halakim, how to make bread. And it's very, very important. If you look at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Gimel, it's an Hakdomah, the Chofetz Chaim is all Hakdomah, how a person has to be so careful to know Hilchos Shabbos. And if you don't, then a person will be Mishnah, who knows what. And one of the examples is Bishul. And therefore, that's why a person has to know, anybody that eats hot food, and you have to eat hot food, everyone knows the famous sheet of the Balamor, which is put down the Roman Simbishon Zayn, that a person has to eat hot food on Shabbos. Now, anybody that eats hot food on Shabbos is going to 100% get into a Shaila or Bishul, could be the Raita, could be the Rabbanon, at least 40 times on Shabbos. There's no Shaila. Anytime you add salt into your chicken, you add salt onto your chicken soup, you add croutons into your chicken soup, you start putting things off the blech, on the blech, on the lid, off the lid. Anything you do on Shabbos, the sheet, the Prima Godim even holds high, you have to mix it on your plate. I mean, these are serious Shailas from the Raita, some of them. So, remember, any person that eats hot food on Shabbos has to know these halachas cold in order to know how to be not Machal Shabbos in that Inyan. So, let's start like this. What is the definition of Bishul? How do we define in one sentence what Bishul actually means? So the definition of the Malacha of Bishul in one sentence is to change the status of something through heat. Through heat. To take something and change it through heat. Now, the Shaila is exactly what's going on. How do you change something? So there's a tremendous machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, the Lachamishna, there's also a sheet of the Egel Tal as well, that they want to learn, which the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, brings at the beginning of Sivkot and Siv Aleph and Sivkot and Aleph, that what is special, either to take something hard and make it soft, or take something soft to make it hard. Right? And that's part of the Rambam, look in the Lecha Mishnah, could be Tidin Rabbeinu Chananel, the Egel Tal spells it out by Arichas, that either one is the Malacha of Bishul. If you look into Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, and this, by the way, if you look clearly in the Sha'atzin spells this out extremely clearly, that the Bishul, the best of all comes from Shita Rashi, that Bishul doesn't mean to make something hard. Making toast, lav davka is a shayla of Bishul. Could be other problems. But it's not a shayla of Bishul because you're making it hard. What is Bishul? When you make something hard, it gets soft first. It's that softening that comes first, that's the over ambition, not the hardening afterwards. That's for etzem, the shatin, it seems to be that's the psak la halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. Which means whenever you're making something hard, it's not the hardening shivoy that you're over on, it's the getting soft before it reaches that stage. So that is the machloikis, and that's the maisa of the psak when it comes to bishul itself. Now there's a tremendous, tremendous shayla. When is a person over on bishul? Lachayla, we have two kashas. Kasha number one. I take a pot of uncooked food and I put it onto a fire on Shabbat. Nothing happened yet. It's freezing cold. Am I over on Bishul now when I put it on? Or am I over on Bishul when it cooks later? When am I over on Bishul? Number one. Shaila number two, we're going to answer both shailas together. Shaila number two is, maybe this is a grummer. What's I doing myself? Wait a second, when I do boyer, or when I do schita, let's say I squeeze a lemon. No, I squeeze a lemon, that's a myself schita, mashe labachal. Mashe engel over here by bishul, all of a sudden, I'm not doing bishul. How do you do bishul? You don't cook yourself. You put it on the fire cooks it. No, that's a shayla from a grommel. Pashas is a shayla from a grommel. So who's the chayev over here? What is the longest of bishul to understand when are you chayev and how are you chayev? That's the shayla that I want to say. So there's obviously enough communities. For example, let's say a person, by mistake, for whatever reason, put a cholent onto the ish. Now he comes on Shabbos, thinks himself, oi, right, it's a shayla from bishul. Can I take it off? Wouldn't help. Maybe won't help. I was really chayev the first second I put it on. Nafkamin number one. Nafkamin number two. How about I put it onto the ish 20 minutes before Motzei Shabbos? It needs an hour to cook. No, somebody get cooked on Shabbos. So maybe I'm not over b'chol. So that's the shayla. When are you over on bishul and how are you over on bishul? So we have over here a tremendous machlokes. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadiches, in the Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches, spells out the inyan, and he writes that a person is not chayiv, a person is only chayiv at the end of the bishul itself. Dahayim. At the moment that the cholent becomes fully cooked, that's when you're over on bishul. Before that, you're potter. If you would take it off before it gets to that stage, the Minchas Chinuch holds that you're going to be potter. The Rashash is a different mahalach. The Rashash in Shabbos Ayin Gimel wants to tie it differently. He says, no, just like by Zoyreya, when a person takes a seed and plants it into the ground, even if he picks it up again, Maslanaf Kamini, you already chayiv on Zoyreya. Zod the Rashash, exactly the same thing applies by Bishul. You put the pot on the fire, bang, you're already over. I don't care if it's not cooked. Doesn't make a difference to me. You're already over. So we have a machlokes the machlokes rashash and the menchas chinuch when a person is chayav. Now the very interesting shaila is what's the difference to be the menchas chinuch between bishul and zoreya? That over here by zoreya everyone's masking. When you put a seed into the ground, you're going to be chayav. Whereas by bishul zuk the menchas chinuch, you're not chayav until the end. So Rav Shaim Begzatzal, Rav Sheshiva in a sefer Mishmeres Chaim. So he brings the shayla, and he answers a tremendous yisoid, and he says the yisoid is like this, by Zoyreya, when you put the seed into the ground, that's it. You are finished. There's nothing else you have to do. The Rabbeinu Shalom brings rain down, you're okay. If it doesn't bring rain, you have to help it. But by Essen, you're finished. But she'enkim, when a person does bishul, the pshat in the Minchas Chinuch is, when you do bishul, you don't just put on the fire, zero, come back 2 hours later. You have to stir it, you have to check it, you have to add water, you have to be busy with it. Mimela learning in Minchas Chinuch, since you have to be busy with bishul the whole time, you're not going to be chayim until the end. Masha'inkim, by saying, when you put a seed inside, you're chayim at that moment, there's nothing else that you have to do over there. Now, that's the shayla when you're chayim. What about a maisa or a grummer? So, by the way, there is a be'alocha in Reish Nun Beis Siv Hei, where the be'alocha says clearly over there, very clearly, that you're chayav from the moment you put the actual pot onto the eish. That's the psak lemaisa of the Mishnah Berurah. It's Apiyah Chazon Ish also holds that way, and there's a tshuva in there, Nechsam Sefer also, the Magravon Mishnah Gimel, that also seems to go in the same mahalach. That lemaisa we have hired a person when he puts the actual fire on, puts the coat on the fire. Could be the real chiyuv or the actual chiyuv comes when the food is cooked. But lemaisa it's a chiyuv gomo when a person puts a tafshel al ha'esh. What about gromo? This is a very interesting gemara.
Well, the moment we're talking about cooks, we're talking about how cooked.
Oh, very good shayla. We didn't even touch that shayla. That's the shayla we're going to have to get to by Sifdalet. That's where the ikrit comes into. That the maisa doesn't make enough kumina. According to Mishnah Berurah, the second you put the churnt on, it's freezing cold. No, you are over nisa daraisa. The other sheet to hold pashas, well, that depends on machlekes v'shem. Machlekes the Rashba, the Rosh, the Rambam. We'll get to that in Sifdalet.
Sorry? Do you have to take it off then?
Do you have to? Yes. 100%. If by mistake, chas v'sholem, a person by mistake, I'll soon get this. You know, again, this is, I'll tell you how it's again. Should Friday night, your person wants to eat churnt. No, so he takes the pot off the blech, off the hot plate, the crock pot, to use crock pots, whatever it may be. He opens it up, has some churnt, and even as the beans are completely rock hard, there's nothing you can do about it. He puts it back. Then he comes, oh no, you can't put it back. Shai from Bishul Mamish. Bishul Daraisa. Bishul Daraisa. You gotta take it off. No shai, gotta take it off. Now, it could be, if you don't take it off, you can eat it. Sorry?
After the other
shikas? Wouldn't you ask after Jesus? Ask after Bishul Mamish.
Right, but the
main chiyuv comes when it's cooked. Above your chayv on the first second, but the ikar chiyuv comes when it's actually cooked. But you're still chayv on the first second.
What does that mean?
That means like this. It's like a pshor in between. It's like be'esem to put it on 100% chayv mishum bishul. Why? Because the story that I'm going to say in a moment is it a maisa or a groma? Right? We're learning that by putting a gedera onto the eish, it's not a groma. It's a maisa mamish. Why? Because that's how you cook. This better leads us to the next shayla. Is it, when I put something on the fire, is it a maisa or is it a grama? So there's a famous chasam sefer which is based on a gemara menachas that's involved. Machabes HaMishnah in the Mishnah talks about it, also by Riches and Peretz Mishnah Dalet. I don't want to go through all of my mekomis right now, but the maisa, it's a tremendous yisoid that the chasam sefer and others want to taina that it's a grama. The whole bishul is one big grama, but you're chayy for this grama, like by Zoyer. Zoya with the hay is when they took this big fork and they lifted it up into the sky and it all flattened away with all the wind. B'chole. Ask the Gemara over there, aye, it's a groma, why you chayim? Heretz is that's the way you do it. And this is the Shita Rabbeinu Hanano, Shita Nol Dumishayim, that the Maisa, if you do something alidei groma, so it becomes chayim. Bishul zut l'cham seifa, zut l'kama kama achreinim. That Bishul is a groma, but after peaking, since this is the normal way to do it, you automatically give me chayim. I'll give you a small example. It's not our Indian exactly. Electricity. Now, in many hospitals here in Eretz Yisrael, they would have what's called a groma switch. Right? Or they have now a whole machon where they make all sorts of groma phones and groma bikes and everything's only the groma. Now, in Bnei Brak, they held this chas v'sholem, and if a person, Rahman and so on, happens to be in a hospital on Shabbos and he needs to switch on the light normally. Don't use the groma one. Why? Either it's mutter or it's asa. There's no in between. They learn that a groma is, and this is the ganze sugin groma, we're not going into Malachim Shabbos right now. Rabbeinu Chananel tells us in the Gemara that, two minute abdomen to groma. The groma is like this. Groma in the Gemara is, there's a fire, the fire is spreading, the only way to put out the fire is any groma. So I take a big barrel of water, I put it in the path of the fire gets the barrel, bursts the barrel, water goes all over the place, bang, you put out the fire. Ali de groma. Zuk Rabbeinu Chananel, that's a chazon ish and min chasolot, tons of poiskim. That the shayla of a groma is something that happens by krei v'alma. You don't plan it, it happens to happen. Zog, the poiskim ben Ebrak, the stipend and others. You can't make a groma machine. A groma by nature means something that happens by cry. That's why you can't set up a groma matzav. But maybe that's why they were cholik on the whole matzav of groma. It's a tremendous nafkamina. If we have time today, remind me, it's a negated seat aleph. If a person is allowed to use electricity here in Eretz Yisrael, it's mamish negated to shinyin ches seat aleph. If we have time, we'll get to it. Al koponim. That's how they learn. The Be'alocha doesn't learn this way. The Be'alocha in Rishon and Beis Yud Hei learns clearly Be'etzem and Seshul Zayim Shuv Zer Emes. We're dealing with a Maisa Mamish. They are choylik on the Mahalach. That Bishul is a Groma, the whole Bishul is a Maisa. That's a Maisa. That's called doing it. That's called actually doing it. Again, we're not going into the Shaila, but it's the Gates of Gemar Menachas that's involved with Beis. And as Zayim Paskin Be'etzem the Chazin Ish as well. That we're not dealing with a Groma. Bishul is not a Groma. Bishul is a Maisa with Be'adayim. It's exactly like doing Boyer, it's exactly like doing Bishul, it's exactly like doing Teuchen, it's exactly like doing Losh, and all the other Malachas as well. Now, let's move on. Let's move on now to the Shaila. Let's get right. Now we have a little bit of a Hakdoma into what Bishul is. We'll start with Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph in Shin Yitzches is the Yisoy that you have to know in all of Chelek Gimel. because and it's, that's why I think it's very gishmak we started with Bishul, far from other reasons, because Bishul happens to be one of the most agayim halachas, but also because you have Sif Aleph in Shin Yud Ches. Sif Aleph in Shin Yud Ches is a halacha that you have to carry with you in every halacha that you will continue to learn for the next year, year and a half, whatever it may be. You have to know Shin Yud Ches, Sif Aleph. You can't, by the way, my experience, you constantly go back, always up. What was in Sif Aleph over there in Shin Yud Ches? Maisa Shabbos, Mutar Asa. What happens if a person doesn't halacha on Shabbos? That's the most negayah shaila. What happens to a person with malacha? You learn it when you get to Bishul, you learn it when you get to Beru, and you learn it last, and you get to Tosin, you get to Tosha. All the shailas come back to Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph by Meister Shabbos. So it's very, very important to get it clear. I'm going to speak out a lot of the shailas that I don't know if you saw because they're not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah. There are a lot of very interesting shailas. It's kedai to know them. I'll give the guys that Maram Akramis, and at least they'll have where to go, and then we'll move on to the next sugya. So it actually goes like this. The Pasuk in the Torah starts Ki Kodesh, darshened in the Gemara, that the it is Kodesh, but not the Maisa is Kodesh. Now we have a Machalikis in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tezvov. Famous Machalikis in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tezvov. What's the halacha of a person cooks on Shabbos? So we have a Machalikis with Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandla. Right? Everyone saw the Gemara Mishtoma. We'll just have a quick sequum of what the Gemara said. Rabbi Meir holds like this. A malacha that was done b'sheigeg is mutter on Shabbos. B'mezid, it's only mutter after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it was done b'sheigeg, then you can eat it mutter Shabbos, right? If you did it b'mezid, for you it's always asa, for other people it's only going to be mutter mutter Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Sandla said, when it came to sheigeg, only other people can eat it after Shabbos. B'mezid is asa for everyone forever. That's basically the shita between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandla. How do we paskin lemaisa? So tremendous machlokes we're showing him. We have Shitas Harif, Harosh, and the Rambam, which are obviously the big three of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's because of that the Beis Yosef ends off that since the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we paskin, and that's the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah. We paskin like the middle Shita, which is B'sheigeg after Shabbos, and B'mezid, it's for you, it's always Asa, but it's mutter for everybody else on Motzei Shabbos. Tosfos goes with Shitas Rav Meir, and Tosfos holds that Rav Meir holds that Sheigeg is mutter on Shabbos itself. By Shogeg, and that's Pesach of Tosus, saved by Truma, the Smug, the Vilna Goin as well, which you saw in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah is very, very, very interested in this Shitas HaVilna Goin. That means, Me'ike Hadin, we pass the night of Yehuda, but we have a Mokum Soymech, we can generally be Soymech on the Shita of also Rabbi Meir to be very, very Makel, Legabe Maisa Shabbos. So that's one Machalokas, and it's Pesach. Second Machalokas is, are we dealing with a Doraisa or Durabonon? What is this Issa of Maisa Shabbos? Is it Doraisa or Durabonon? It says, Machlokes in the Gemara Subas, Lamadala Domadala, Zut the Gemara Subas. A Machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Acha and Ravina, whether or not Maisa Shabbos is Doraisa or Durabonon. One man Dorma holds it's Doraisa, Favus, it says in the Apostle, Ki Kodesh Hilochem, it says in Mufurish, it says Ki Kodesh Hilochem, just like Kodesh is also Bahano, so to Maisa Shabbos is also Bano Min HaTorah. Other man Dorma says, no, it's Rabbanon, He Kodesh, the Ein Maseho Kodesh. So here we have a Machlokes in the Gemara, La Halacha Roiv Rishonim, and the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah here in Sikkoton Beis, Paskins to be Makel that Maisa Shabbos is only a Durabonon. And as they pass in the Stechemed, the Igris Moshe as well, the Minchas Yitzchak, Ravadia, and all the poskim lemaisa, that's how we paskin. Maisa Shabbos is Rabbanon. Now, obviously, that's going to make a tremendous nafkamina. When you have a suffix, for example, like the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Bnei Gadim, a lot of times you can be Makel. So let's go into a little bit into Maisa Shabbos to explain. There's some very, very gishmak and shalas over here. For example, are you about to go to the zoo? Here in Eretz Yisrael, here in Yerushalayim, in Kodesh. Is it mutter to go to the zoo or not? I know Rabbi Zil Orbach told me no. It's awesome. And our place cannot hold that way. Here's a Shver, for example, he told me, but Rav Yashin held that way. So there's no head to go to the zoo in Yerushalayim. So we have to understand, where does it come from? The Chazon Ish, by the way, Kriya Dua, the Chazon Ish would stay away from any mokrim that he would see Chilul Shabbos. He possibly didn't want to see Chilul Shabbos. It's brought down Orchas Rabbeinu in, Maisa Ish, Chedet Beis, Omid Peches, that the Chazon Ish would stay clear of any actual looking at Chilul Shabbos. Where does it come from? So I found in Rav Moshe, brings a raya from a Mosaic Gemara. Right? Anyone who knows Daf Yomi recently, I think, did the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says over there, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. which we all know from Hilchos Kiddush and all other places, that the more people that are watching, the more people are oisik the mitzvah, is more covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zuk Moshe Kavaldik Azach, that just like the more people that are watching a mitzvah is more covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so Mimele Faket is also true. The more people that watch a Chilul Shabbos is a zilzul to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. Mimele Zuk Moshe, that's the Makor Pashta. So Moshe wasn't talking about the Chazon Ish, but there's a Makor not to see Chilul Shabbos and things going on. And the Chazon Ish himself was very, very backward on this. Now, let's go through now Moshe Shabbos itself. No, we're not. That's not halacha lemaisa. But Moshe brings a right from the Gemara such a thing. It's a shtickel hashkofa. Yeah, that's something I have to separate. You're 100% right. 100% right. Let's continue. Is what's the reason why a person can't have hanor for Moshe Shabbos? What's the reason? You make a maisa boyer. You make a maisa bishul. What's the problem? So we have a machlokes we showing in Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns a simple pshat. Don't be nana from a malacha. No, don't be nana. You made a malacha, you weren't allowed to do it, don't have hanor. As I learned Rashi. Tosfos has a different mahalach. It's very shred, it's Tosfos apilomnus. It doesn't work in many, many different situations. But Tosfos says it's gzeira otumezit. If we allow you, Tosfos, to have hanor from natural that you've mavashal on Shabbos, we're worried that you may come to do it bemezit. Once we let you use it now, no, maybe I'll come to do it bemezit. So we have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I found afterwards a beautiful pshat for Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Lochas. Says a beautiful pshat. He says like this. He says the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want people to create on Shabbos Kodesh. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped creating, he didn't have to stop creating. Zuk Rav Menashe Klein, a beautiful pshat. Mimela, when a person does an Issa on Shabbos, if he's nana from that Issa, he's mechazik what he did. He's giving it small strength. And the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want it to have it, didn't want it to be in the world, didn't want it to be created. So by using it, you're giving it more chizik, giving it more strength. That's the reason why the Torah was makpid, at least to Rabbanon, Akoponim, Rabbi Paskin, not to use Maaser Shabbos itself. So let's go. Rabbi say clear. Make everything clear. Doraisa. When they put, now for this, obviously, you have to know Hilchos Shabbos called, to know what's a Doraisa, what's a Rabbanon, what's Mutter, what's Asa, what's a Yochumra. But Akoponim, if a person does a Melacha Min HaTorah, for example, that's a simple thing, he does Bishul. There's a simple battle of bishul. He does a maaser boyer, right? Separates the toys at the end of the meal. He takes one cucumber out of a pile of a salad, right? So Moshe Kazach, I don't tell you guys, but I tell the Brachim this. As a moshel, it's a Moshe Kazach. You have two people in Beis Din. Two guys in Beis Din, yeah? Two guys. One guy is there for our eyes in Beis Din. He's surrounded by police and handcuffs, 14 handcuffs. What did he do wrong? This guy killed 14 people. He robbed a bank. Terrible, terrible robberies this guy did. Unbelievable. Dangerous fellow. Next to him is like a guy in like a little beard. Looks like a little coil guy in a white shirt. What did he do wrong? And he picked that little cucumber from the tomato salad on Shabbos. And the Beis Din Paskin kill him first. What he did was more chomer than what the other guy did. That's what I tell the Bach. It's a posh as that. You have to take this into consideration. It's a very serious thing. Now, if a person does a malacha min haTorah, does Bayer, does Bishul, does all sorts of things on Shabbos. So, Lemaisa, if he does it, b'mezid. B'mezid is the pshat. He knows it's also apopik and he does it. There are people out there, unfortunately. Now, the pshat is the halacha is for you, it's osiloidim. You can never eat this food b'chlal. For other people, it's mutter on Motzah Shabbos. Now, the shayla the person I'm dealing with, what happens if you're the b'nei mishpacha? You're in the family, you happen to be part of the family, you're staying there, or you're mechelik of the mishpacha, and the fellow does a maisa bishul, you tell him it's osa gom, I just learned, this is mabish osa, mabish the raisa, there's no machlekes, b'chole. I don't care, he says, and he does it anyway. Are you allowed to be nana? So pashtus, you're the regular klal and shulchan aruch, and you pass kanak Rabbi Yehuda, motzah Shabbos is mutter, right? I'm not chayim. Or bezukum nissen kareles, or b'chayim ganyetzke, you feed it, absolutely not. The people in the house, the b'nei mishpacha, are not a din of achayim. They put mogan avom in the mishabu attack and say, achayim is mutter. Or no, they're learning a chaylik of the mishpacha, you are Allah, you are him. And therefore for you it's asa le'olam. What about with b'shoigig, which obviously is most of the case. Most people are not doing it b'mezid. People are doing it b'shoigig. So what happens in a matzav of b'shoigig? So it goes like this. On Shabbos itself, since it was doraisa, nobody can be benefiting from it. No one can eat it. Matzah Shabbos, everyone can benefit from it. But Mokim Soyech, you can always be Mekel. Which means, La Halacha, a person does a matzah of Boire, which by the way, Boire is always a bad example. Because the Pimagogim over there in the beginning, when Shini Test discusses the Shaila Boire, and he said, what's the big deal? Just put it back. He took out a cucumber, so put it back. He didn't do anything. He reversed the matzah. So Bo is a bad example. That person did a matzah of schita. He did, for example, according to some poskim, grapefruits is a shayla of schita d'oraisa. He ate the grapefruit and he starts pressing the juice afterwards with his spoon down to get all the couple of the juice around from the grapefruit. According to some poskim, it's a shayla d'oraisa munch. Right? So again, if he does that, it's b'shegig. He didn't know. If he didn't know, it's a mokum seirah. Above it is a mokum to be makom over there. Now, shegig means, by the way, he either doesn't know it's Shabbos or he doesn't know it's Asa, which is obviously the most important one. Agav, the only one here that did Yeridea will remember the Prima Godim over there in Yeridea Simukuf Ches, where he discusses the difference between men and women. He says, women, what is this shegig? What do they know? I mean, nowadays I don't know. Now I think it's paket. The women by the Sem girls, they kabamish bikim, I've tested them. They're unbelievable, their bikis in every sheet in Ravush and Aras, Pilas, this one doesn't allow. Unbelievable, they put the boys to shame never. But our opponent, the Prima Godim, said, a boy, what's going to have a shaygig. He should have sat down and learned halacha. He's got never made it. But shaygig, a woman? No. What does she know? So again, I don't know if the roles have been reversed nowadays or not, but our opponent, the Pimagodim, has such a shayla. Lemaisek, it's b'shaygig, he didn't know it's osa, which is most of the shkiach problems that come up. It's a rather amokim, amokim soyrus, even a doraisa to be meikol. Ad gedei kach, we pass tonight the mishtabura, that the kideru needs a gola. That means if a person doesn't bishul on Shabbos, which by the way is a tremendous problem with your crock pot, if a person doesn't bishul on Shabbos the crock pot is made of cheres. Now cheres cannot be kashered. Everybody knows you can't kasher cheres unless we think of bishul akam, the shittas rashba over there, and you're doing some kufi ches that we're not going into. But the hilchos bishul over here in shinyat ches, about it, you can't kasher it. So you have a major problem what to do with your kedeya, which is also tremendous. Another shayla: but what happens if you go to eat by someone that never doesn't keep Shabbos? Now you have to have a tea or a coffee. I have a plastic cup, I've got no bummer fetus kadim, I bring my own tea bag also. I've got no shayla. But the kadim itself is a bayah. Now, I had a fellow last week who called me up, he's going to stay in some place, I don't know, somewhere in Safon, somewhere it is. So he was worried with this problem and that problem that the kettle wasn't toggled and who knows what, but he did on Shabbos. So again, you have to know, maybe the shittas of a chazan ish, that nowadays all of our unfortunate b'yidin around us, all tinuk shenishba, they don't even know, they're not considered a mumam, good, there is a mokum avada called the chazan ish to be meikul. But our component to realize that these shilas are negeya shilas that you have to know, if the kedera was used on Shabbos, the guy did a bishul doraisa, the shilas if you're allowed to use the kedera or not.
If it was double-based, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Kunt Chazan Ish that holds that all of our Fayidin are now not amazed. They're Pasha Tinish and Ishba. There's a mokum to be made.
The bleed is just off him, not everyone else.
But you're having the bleed. The bleed is up for Osa.
The bleed is Osa too, though.
Love Dafka. What's the bleed is Osa? You can't have between him and me.
Right.
Yeah, there is a mashmoyes that could be the bimigas more. It depends if you do it. If you also, it could be it's worse because you're doing also for himself. So now we're having to try by the dam. For me, it wasn't. For him, it wasn't. Okay, that's a shaila. Do Rabbanon. A malacha du rabbanon that was done, for example, a person squeezes an orange on Shabbos, that's a shayla from a du rabbanon. A person deals with certain medicine in yonim, that's a shayla from a du rabbanon. So if you do it b'mezid, so for you it's asa, for everybody else it's mutter straight after Shabbos. B'shegig it's mutter for every single person miyad. By the way, a very good mar mokum, I don't know if it was on the mar mokum, so I should check. But a tremendous mar mokum everyone should look up is the shatzin, sifkot and chavdal and simi shinlam a test. Where he discussed over there the mashmoy is that by a durabonon, but mazid is water. And that's very interesting because you look in Shin Ches, it doesn't say that. So, ayin over there, the shatzin, we'll see clearly the ayin over there. The only exception to what we just said is Shia, Chazorah, and Hatzvonon. These are three durabonon to Kisurim that even if they're durabonon and a person did a b'shaygig, it's also. That means if, for example, a person took the churn off of the fire and he let go of it and he served it and he put it back. He did a matzav of chazorah, which was awesome. How he did it back, I'm not getting into yes blech, not blech, daito lachso, not daito lachso, not getting into Indian, Beit Hashem, Mishnah Gimel. The mice did a matzav of chazorah. Now you'll tell me one second, tell me it's a drabonon, and it's a drabonon, but shaykh, for sure I can be meikol. No. The beginning of Mishnah Gimel will tell us that even though it's a drabonon, you have to be machma sheikh chazorah. It's one of the reasons that we'll see Beit Hashem in the Gemara. Now, another exception to the rule is a sofik, a machlekes hapoiskim. The Mishtabura brings the shita of the Prima Godim, that the Prima Godim holds that anything that's a sofik by Maaseh Shabbos you give him makeup. What's the pshat? Simple. Since we pass on that Maaseh Shabbos, it's only to Rabbanon. So in a massive of sofik, I can be makeup. Now the question is, what does this sofik mean? So if you look as you go on right to the beginning of Shini Tches, also Mishnah Gimel has brought that many times as well, that the Maaseh, the sofik is a big sofik in the poskim, the Rishonim. That's not a sofik that we have. In other words, there's two Hoshim Rabbanim here in Yerushalayim that argue on something. That makes it a sofik, the Maaseh can be makeup. So some poskim Taka want to say that the Raya for the Be'alach is he brings Bishul, for example. What's the Lach of a person takes off the Shurukh Friday night? He put it back on, and it wasn't fully cooked. It was Michael Ben Jussari, wasn't fully cooked. Shabbos morning, it's fully cooked now. So he did a massive omission. Right? He did a massive omission, mamish. Even the Raisa. But since it's a machleikis rishonim, which we'll get to in Sigdalit, which I'm sure you know already, that there's a machleikis in the rishonim whether or not after Michael Ben Jussari is over Michel, yes or no. Machleikis rishonim. The Maisa could be made up at the end. Now, that being the case, does it apply to any machlikas as well? A lot of poskim hold yet, Rafal Tomiya, for example, in a case where somebody opens up a bottle cap. Now, this is already a tremendous shaila. Not about opening a bottle cap, but if you're allowed to ask someone else, for example, right? This is the subject we mentioned already last time, a Rishon Gimel, but I've got a Rish Summer Gimel. But I'll go upon him, if somebody opens up a bottle cap and I hold it tzasa. Now, it's a machlikas of poskim, tremendous machlikas of poskim, but there's a mokim to be makel in such a case. And again, the examples go on and on and on and on, but we're not going to go here to all the different examples. Let's move on. No, that's not. Rather not. You cannot take every Rishon and say, well, I have a Rishon over there, Shidus Ritvon, Psochim, so I can say it's a Sophic. So that's called a Sophic. That's why we've arrived from the Be'alocha, where he brings a Machlikas, but Bishon Achabishon, which is a massive Machlikas. 500 Rishon in that way. 500 Rishon in that way. What do we do? So the Shulchan Aruch is Machmed. When the Shulchan is Machmed, they say no. I had another example. A fellow called me up. He went to eat somewhere Friday night. Unfortunately, the place wasn't so firm. He said, Claw, Shabbos morning, the chicken soup, I'll give you another, this is a Gavaldic. We'll change the mindset to a different one as well. They came to me after Shabbos in Luzhensk. They went to Luzhensk by the Heilige Naim and the Melech. Gavaldic is minus 15 over there. Freezing. The guy himself told me. So he says to me, Shabbos Friday night, late at night, it was late, before he went, he couldn't fall asleep, whatever. He said, you know what, it's freezing, I need a tea. So he goes over to the dining room, and they had these huge urns, all off, freezing cold. Shabbos morning, for some funny reason, they were on, and they were all hot. Is he allowed to drink the water? He said to me, they're all busy, they're knowing Melech Yom HaVolod, but they're not thinking about whether the water that they're drinking over there is more to Osal for Shabbos. Now, that's a classic shaila of a Dovah Lach and it's funny. A cold thing that was previously cooked, and it gets recooked. So this is already a lomdus we have to explain in Siddalib Ez Hashem next week, is what is the lomdus of water? How come when water becomes cold, it's yes bishul, it's not bishul, it's darais, it's rabbonon, we'll get to it. But a kapolim, and a lot of times you can be makel simply because it's a machlokes in the poskim, and therefore busy ever there's a mokad to makel. Now, another example. What happens if the item didn't change? So everybody knows the famous Gemara. It's the Gemara in Shabbos, Tov Kuf Nun, on the basis, Talis brings it in Kamar Mekremis, like for example in Simin Shem Ches, Chof, that there was a Maisel with a Chosid Echot, as they state in the Gemara. Maisel with a Chosid Echot. He walked around his field, he sees a hole in his fence. He says, ooh, there's a hole there. I must remember after Shabbos to fix this hole up. And then he says, oy vey, I had a Machshava of an Issa on Shabbos, I'm not going to be nene from this Issa on Shabbos, and he never fixed up the hole. The Gemara says over there that a tree grew up in his garden, and he never had any problem panosa for the rest of his life, and saw him with his kids in v'chode v'chode. Lemaisa, the Ritva in Erevin Mem Aleph brings the Shaila. If a person is allowed to be nene from a Maisa Shabbos, if nothing changed. Nothing changed, nothing happened to this item. Nothing actually happened. We saw it in the Be'alocha. Be'alocha brings the Chaya Adam that says, what happens if nothing changed? Right, the Shaila by the tree. But what happens if nothing changed? And he says, by carrying, nothing changed to the item. So maybe we should be able to be Makel and say there is no Maisa Shabbos, but something that never changed. Le Maisa he's Machme. Which means, Le Maisa, if a person goes on Shabbos and a goy comes and carries something on Shabbos, by mistake, right? I had a fellow once time on a Friday night, he carried a box of chocolates in a place that was no Eruv. He didn't have to keep him out as well. He was in chutzos the time, he brought me some box of chocolates for the person, right? And it's very makbid, box of chocolates, because then it's not a shayla matana on Shabbos, which is the Rambam, Moshe Miyu Yechtoiv, whatever. He carried it. Are you allowed to eat the chocolates or not? Simple shayla. So, Abir Lechai Odom in the Havamina, the Chayitz Mutter. Nothing changed to the chocolates. The Maisa Be'alacha is Machme, which means the halacha, anytime a person did something and the item didn't change, without going into all the different examples, is a brother of the Mokrim to be Machme. A child. And what happens if.
Maybe
we Machalek
the Chotzah, or the Chotzah, there's no.
Fakir, you're right, Taisa is called Malacha Geruah. It's not like a Shema, it's not like the a Malacha like Bishol, like Bayer, like Taisa. No, but it's the Malacha that you've changed.
A different type of malacha wouldn't be a change.
Like what?
I mean, there's
got to be something. Bearing in mind the question, as you go through Chayim Gimel, you'll think of the different scenarios. And Echanam, but Maisa, even Hashar.
There's a chilus.
You want to say a pilondus? Yeah. Could be. A child. If a child does a malacha, what's the malacha? This is such a shchiach thing. A child goes into a bathroom, he switches on the light. Are you allowed to be nana from something with a child that or bachlal? Do we consider a child to be a maisa that he knows what he's doing? Does he not know what he's doing? Is it a shogeg? Is it amazing? What's the metzias with a child? So I'll tell you a Maaseh Shehari that happened, is there was a child that was told by his father on Erev Shabbos to plug in the hot plate. The child comes back Friday night from davening, and he chaps, oh no, I forgot to put the hot plate on. So he quickly goes, like father seeing, lo aleinu, and plugs it in, like the father seeing, this way doesn't get into trouble. Now the shayla is, what do we do with such a case? Also the father found out. Let's talk about Hilchos Chinuch right now. But I'll put into, as such a master, what do you do? Is it mutter, is it also? So some place come on a tiny, for example, with the Ashub Tainid, that a child always has a din of a shaygig. He's got no das. He's got a din of a shaygig, which means, in this case, it's a shaygig. And if it's a shaykh, it's Beseda. Others want to say, no, it depends how old he is, it depends who he's doing it for, which, by the way, is a tremendous nafkamina, right? For example, the Shatin, the Simon Shinda Madalas Kotan Nandalas, brings down that if a child does a malacha for his father, the father's even the Isimun HaTorah. Father, and it's a child under bar mitzvah, right? Which is all the shaylos in Shimon Gimel that we'll get to Beis Hashem, which is very, very exciting. Is are you allowed to ask children and you pull them up to everyone, pull them up the light, and they famous, you know, somehow you hit the light and it goes onto the light, and that somehow comes out and the light goes on or off, whatever you want. Now, there's a tremendous, tremendous shaylos of the Raisa. The Shatzin learns the shaylos from the Raisa. Al Kuponim, in the case that happened over there with the child on the hot plate, that was not called doing it for the father. That was called doing it for himself. Because otherwise his father would go crazy with him afterwards for not plugging it in. So it's called going for himself, and therefore there was a mocking to be made. What about an oinus? A person does a malach on Shabbos aliday oinus. He falls down, it hits the switch. Yeah.
But what are we saying, the maisa?
What are we saying, the maisa? It depends on who he's doing it for. If he's doing it for his father, there's a mocking to be machmir. If he's doing it for himself, for sure there's a mocking. For example, the child goes into his own bedroom, switches on the light because he wants to get the jigsaw puzzle, so the mother, the parent, can be somach and he can actually use the light. And if he's doing it for the father and he's got the ask to do so, then you've got to be careful. Oinus. In the case of oinus, what do we say? So the Prima Godim says a tremendous chiddush. The Prima Godim says an oinus is worse than shogeg. As I said, the Prima Godim. The Maharsham and the Astoria goes wild with this Prima Godim. What's he talking about? La halacha lemaisa v'iksoisa sholchol v'chaim no, the kafachaim and others paskin that oinus is more makel than a shogeg, which basically means in most cases you actually can be makel. Another case, what about a misasik? Misasik! Right, misasik, classic case of the Gemara is, I have a flower on the floor, and I pick it up thinking it's detached, and maybe it's attached. Right, classic case of misasik, I think I'm doing a maisa heta. So I'm walking past the hall, and I flick the switch with my elbow. I think I'm doing something 100% motor. What's halacha in such a case over there? Riki the eger, ki yadua, has a sophic about misasik. Is it mutter or is it osa? He kind of the maisa. It's an avera, but we can't machayiv you for it. Most boys can hold that misasik could be worse. It's exactly the same as shogeg. We mean it fits into all the kolim of Maaseh Shabbos b'shogeg that we've spoken about before. Lo megein baita. Where are we holding? We haven't even touched Siv Gimel yet. Now, next, Kadeshi Yasu. We know as well that when a goy does a malacha for a Jewish person, so you're not allowed to be nana from it, the amount of time it takes to do the malacha. Right, Kadeshi Yasu, you have to wait Motzei Shabbos until this month it takes to do that malacha as a deterrent. Now, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah here, the beginning of Siv Aleph, tells us two reasons why we cannot have hanor from a goy that did a malacha for a Jewish person immediately. Reason number one, it's kal be'enov. It's an easy thing. I'll ask a goy again. So easy. Reason number two is that by a Jewish person, won't listen. Whereas a goy will listen. So we have two reasons over here. I'll be these two reasons that the Mishnah Berurah brings us. There's a famous Prima Godim in Shin Chof Hei, which is talked about by Arichas. There's a wonderful letter in the Stipel in Kiddush Yaakov in Lekut Mechelet Beisim and Zayin that he writes. The two reasons of the Mishnah Berurah, what will be the case of a non-from Jewish person? You go to a kibbutz, you go to a hotel, here in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, a Jewish person is working there, not from, and he puts on lights for you, and he puts the food on for you, all sorts of things. Does that have the din of a goy that have to wait till Motzei Shabbos for Leishi Yasu? Or maybe that's the din of a Jew? So they want a taina that since we have two reasons, and only one reason applies, so maybe it has to be machmir, which means, what's one reason applies? That I won't ask him, I'm for sure I'm going to ask a Jew to do a malacha for me, but then again, he will listen to me. Right? He will listen to me. And the Mishnah Berurah said the reason why a Jew there's no Kadesh Yasu is because he won't listen to you. So the stipel up here, Prima Godim, since Bismanenu, we have got Yidden out there that unfortunately will listen to you, then Avadi Yatu Machmeh, and you have to hold of Kadesh Yasu as well over there. Which will come out a tremendous Nafkamina as well. There's a tremendous Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer in Siman Nun brings down, what about if the Goy does a Malach of the Kvias? He's always doing the Malach of the Jewish people. So he tainas over there, it's also lo'olam for everybody. Rav Nissim Karelis brings this down by Riches and says that if you can check up on your barcode of what you're buying, which nowadays they have with a square with all these little dots in it that you can, I don't know, apparently you can click or something happens and you can figure out where it comes from and all these things, I don't know exactly. But the Maizah says you can find out the exact day it was made. And if it was made on Shabbos, it's also to have that item because it's made bekriyas. And if it's made bekriyas for Jewish people, we're dealing with a tremendous shail of Maizah Shabbos, and therefore it's even Osa or Mosa Shabbos, even after Kadesh Yasu. That's the Chiddush of the Ksav Sofer, not what the Mishnah Berurah says, but I'll confirm that's how the Maizah Rav Nissim Karelis Paskin. If you have the Sofik, then it would depend. You have to go back to Yerodeh, Rabbi Yisai, over there in Simukov Yud, Kokobur, Kamatsa Masadami, Koldoporish, Rubikoporish, where did it come from, which factory, where was it made? Tremendous, tremendous shayla that we're not going into right now. It's also again that the shayla that Rav Moshe talks about by printing Smorim on Shabbos, the Rav Moshe over there, Chedebe Simon Yuzayin, has a whole tshuva that if a person uses a siddur that was printed on Shabbos, it is also for a person to use that siddur. If he does, I'm not sure, says Rav Moshe, that your Yotza Tzpina Bechlal could be at the Daven again. So Sofik and Rav Moshe. Now, going back to the Shaila, before we move on, about visiting the zoo with Derech Agam, because I can see that everybody's itching to find out, are we allowed to visit the zoo or not? Yeah?
Why are we getting into the, we're dealing with Sfeikos and Kavua, why don't we just deal with the Sofik post-gim, and we're dealing with a Sofik and a Sfeik post-gim, so then why
don't we Sfeik post-gim? One second, that's a Sofik and the post-gim, this issue is Bechalal Osa. Here I have something that if this item is made on Shabbos, it's not a Sofik, it's Vadai. This iron is something if this item is included. So then we have to go back to the sure, where it came from.
Even Kavua, and then there's,
we said there's a Machloket. Mesa Mesa Domi. Oh, so you want to say, then even Mesa Mesa Domi, then what?
I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Because of the slavery thing.
No.
It's a Sofik if we pass him like him or not.
So. Sofik passed him like
him,
the
person
can bring him down?
No, I
think the Mishabura doesn't bring it down. I just said, no, the Mishabura doesn't bring it down, Machlal. No, no, sorry, what I say? The Mishabura doesn't have a dairy, he doesn't say anything over here, we don't know what he holds. Yeah. You want to say that all those that are cholik maskin? You can probably find those. No, it seems to be that. You're 100% right. Most of the posts can take a go with the Ksav Sofer. Mishabura doesn't tell us, doesn't say it anywhere, which means that the mice according to road posting, you've got to be machmir in this. You have to know what it means. You have to know what it's made from, where it's made, all these sorts of shayas. These are really shayas that's spoken about all the posts. Most you see club was machmir in that. Now, moving on, going to the zoo, the Derech Agav is not really a shayla of Maisa Shabbos, simply because, what am I being nana from? What do you do on Shabbos that I'm being nana from? I go, no, I'm not. The only shayla by going to the zoo is Messiah de Barveira, which is also bordering on Sif Aleph as well. Messiah de Barveira is a tremendous shayla. There are posts come here in Israel that hold you cannot go to the zoo for that reason. Lemaisa, you can. The Halacha, you can. For the simple reason being that they found out the Messias a few years ago, they did a check. And they checked that would it bother the zoo if all the Haredi Jews would come along and say, you know, we're no longer going to the zoo because of you open on Shabbos. It doesn't bother them in the slightest. They only get their pronouncement from the Haredim when it comes to Chol HaMoed. So it doesn't really bother them too much. That being the case, the Messiah, the Avera, is only when it would bother them and you could do something about it. Since you can't, it's the Masech of the Mutter. There's another thing as well, by the way, in the zoo, they don't actually do Chil Shabbos. If you go there, you can't pay. I think you have to show your card. They don't even swipe it. They just look at it. And therefore, they're not really Mechal Shabbos in that open. I'll come on to them again later. Couple more in Yonim before we move on to, we didn't start Yiv Gimel. And that is hearing something a problem of Hana? Is there Maisa Shabbos with hearing? I'll give you an example. You call up Motza Shabbos, the weather report. I want to hear the weather. So nowadays you just click and you see it on the screen. Same idea. Is there called Hana by looking? Is there Hana by hearing? Where does the Shaila come from? The Etzem is the Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara in Ksuvas Davov brings down Koil, Mare, Vereach, Ein Behem Mishun Mi'ila. There's no mi'ila when it comes to a voice, and when it comes to a smell, and when it comes to a look. And Zug Rashi, they used to listen to the harp of the Beis Hamikdash. The shayla of mi'ila, most of the Gemara person's listening is not a shayla of mi'ila. Because the Gemara in Pesachim, the Chovov, that seems to tell us that Enoch and Nami, you're not moil behektish, but that doesn't make it asa. It doesn't make it mutter. It's still going to be asa. Mimela, pizez, up the Haud Svi, in Simon Kupe Gimel. There's no nafka mean if it's a mamoshes or not. By me calling up a weather report or a travel information of the latest flights that are departing on Motzei Shabbos, and the person who recorded it or did whatever he did it on Shabbos, so it's a Maisa Shabbos, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. As long as the Pesach also dying fishes that sell, you have to wait however long it might have taken them to record this message on Motzei Shabbos to wait Kadesh Yasu. Same idea as well, a bridge that they built on Shabbos. here in Eretz Yisrael, they build a base on Shabbos. Are you allowed to look at this base? So there's a Moedik Tshuva in the Marashag and the Chelik base. He wants to bring down a Shaila if a person is allowed to learn from a body, a dead body, learn from it, open it up and do all sorts of things that are Asa, because to learn for next time, right? So he wants the Taina that is Asa Bahano or not. So he says that we don't find the Issa Bahano by looking. For example, Chometz on Pesach is Asa Bahano. Are you not to look at Chometz? Somebody you're allowed to look at Chometz. There's an Issa to look at something that's Asa Bahano. Mimela, according to Marashag, they want a Taina. If something was built on Shabbos, you're allowed to look at it. There's an Issa Hano, there's an Issa Shabbos when it comes to looking. Rav Avadia in Yabi Oimen, Chelebo, Simon Lamadalad, brings as Kedarke, kama rayas, that Avadah is a problem, and it could be also to look at it, if it was made for beauty, and you're looking at the beautiful bridge, so that could be a shayla of Maisa Shabbos, of Simon Shinyut Ches, Sif Aleph. The last shayla.
Are we talking about looking at it, as opposed to using it?
Using it, that's Avadah, again, simple hana. Looking at it is not really called a hana, that's why I want to say, maybe it's more makel. Using it, going on the bridge, Avadah is a shayla of hana. Mashiach, looking at it, you could say, maybe it's not really a hana. That's what we're done in the shayla.
Which bridge are we?
Is there a bit here that we're talking about? No, no,
what's the
harsh to
be talking about with the recorded? What's his shayla?
Well, his shayla is to listen to some to an issa that was done on Shabbos. In Shinyut Chesiv Aleph, we know to use the issa.
If you know someone,
if you, well, he did. How they updated on Shabbos? Okay, now it is at his computer, but theoretically, the shayla. It's a kedusha yasu. He's doing it for you. He's doing it for you. Yeah, he's doing it for you.
Because
I'm going to Rome. Yeah, because I'm going to Rome.
But
no, he's doing it for you, mamish.
Yeah.
No, he's doing it for you. In other words, you're nichlal into what we said before, that you're kiddu the mishpacha. He's doing it for the people that are being called. Right. But not if you're Bnei Beisoi.
Why Bnei
Beisoi? Bnei Beisoi is always worse, that we said originally.
Then why is the recorded message Bnei Beisoi?
Because he's doing it for the people that are calling it up.
That's
Mughal Avraham Taz. Yeah, I don't know. One time there's a Mokham over there saying he's doing it. One second, he's doing it with Shogeg. Lavdav is doing it with Shogeg. You don't know who he is. Maybe he's doing it with Mazid. Maybe he knows about Shabbos. He's a Yid that McCain went off a Derech and he did it now. Could be. If that's the case, then it amazes it, amazes others, it's a problem.
But not
because they
Why
do you think they Shiyasu? Because it's Fra'id, that's what we said. Yeah, Fra'id, that's the stipend of God, and it's a Fra'id, you have to wait because they Shiyasu.
Well, that's
so for them. But Kviyas, it's not Kviyas done on Shabbos. I mean, maybe it is Kviyas done on Shabbos. I mean, we're more Machmeh. It's Asal Oilam. Passage, you have to say it's a Sophic. You have to Sophic who the guy is. You have to Sophic maybe did it Bishon Gay. And I don't know, it's a Shvei Shailas. It's a very Shvei Shailas. To go to Amer Elachas, to go to all these Shailas, Kaseida, very Shvei, Maskel. Let's go weiter. Bittel. The Oidens probably spent a long time on this Magen Avraham, going back to the Chavastas and then Yeridea, by Bittel or in a Bittel. Do we say that Meister Shabbos can be bottled or not? So the Meister is a Shailas Dovishesh Matirin. So the Meister of the Magen Avraham, the Ramon Yeridea Simukur base, that the Rabbi over here, the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi as well, hold that if a Meister Shabbos got mixed up, for example, let's take a classic example, a person squeezes a lemon into a tea. Right? Without the Shai, the Dreis, the Drabon, Ayin, Simon, Shulchot. And I'll go bottom, the person squeeze a lemon into tea. So the Mice is a domiciliation of Matirin, and therefore it's not going to be bottled for everyone. The Beis Yosef and others, the essence of the Shita, the Ramon, Yeridei, Kubbeis, holds that there's no domiciliation of Matirin, Bechlal. What's the Pshat? Because some Sofi explains, how can there be domiciliation of Matirin of it? It doesn't make sense. That for the Achairim, it's going to be worse than him. Him is Mutar, because it's not, because it's never going to be Mutar of him. Mashiach and everybody else. Mimelus, some say, if it's going to be not a Dovish Hashem Matin for him, it's not going to be a Dovish Matin for anybody else as well, and therefore it's going to be Mutar for Achirim. This is all Bemezid. B'shoygeg avada l'kula alma is a Dovish Hashem Matirim, and therefore you can be Soymach on the Goyim, but Makum Soymach, and you can allow it. The only exception is a beautiful exception. What happened? I had a young man that came to me. He called me on Motzah Shabbos. He says to me, "I did the first 2 years. I'm just newly married. Unfortunately, he doesn't know any halacha b'chal." And it was Machal Shabbos. He added cold water into the shunt. Freezing cold water. It was never ever cooked b'chal. It wasn't even double action stunning. You can say bishul achar bishul. The days that you can be vehicle. No, this is something freezing cold. He did it on Shabbos. But he told me he didn't put it on top of something else. He didn't actually do an issa really because it was on top of an overturned full container. There's no enough community of B'chal to us. But I'll call him, what do you do in such a situation? So pastor you with Taina, we've got Issa Maisa Shabbos over here. Zukum Shleim Azam and a beautiful Tshuva Mincha Shleim. He says, no. When does it get cooked? Only after it's mixed up. So the Issa only came after it was Nisa'ariv in the Taruvus. And we know that Kala's Dovish Shabbatim, only if it was Nikib of Ne'atzmai, he was never an Issib of Ne'atzmai, maybe you could be Mekel. I'll go upon them again later. Let's spend a couple of minutes, because we haven't really spent time on Sif Gimel. Right? Sif Beis we have to leave over, because Sif Beis is the Shaila for Muktzah, and it's also a Shaila in Hilchos Choyle and Shinchov Ches. So, and Sif Beis is the sugar over there, that we're not going to go into. Sif Gimel is the sugar of Duchemish. Sif Gimel is the sugar of Bishul Bechamo. So the Ma'aseh is Azoi, without going too much into the Inyan, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos Lamed Ches on the base. We learn from the Mishnah there are four Madregas. We have Or itself, obviously that's actual fire, that's the Reisa. Told us Or, which is also the Reisa. Told us Chama Durabonon, Chama itself is Mutter. Okay. So the Shaila is number one. How about heating up something with a magnifying glass? There was a family here in Bnei Brak that they realized on Shabbos morning, early in the morning, that the churn went cold for whatever reason it was. They had no heads to put it onto somebody else's blech, because obviously they're holding the chazanish that you're not allowed to use a blech. So now they were stuck with cold churn. So they had a very simple aid. So the father said, listen, I'm giving you all a magnifying glass. Go out to the burning sun in Bnei Brak. All stand around there for until I come back from shul. Lo and behold, when he came up from shul, it was bubbling. Kavaldi gazach, I now do bishul, and he says, so zut the place, come 100% mutter. That's called bishul b'chama. Ah, you're using a magnifying glass, and this is going to be enough kamina for the dut shemesh that we have on our roofs. He says, no, because the magnifying glass, all it does is concentrates the sun, instead of going everywhere, goes only here. That's called bishul b'chama. Bishul b'chama is mutter. Whereas, to make a fire through a magnifying glass, that's not called a chama. That's called an issa d'oraisa. Pasha is issa d'oraisa. As we pass from the ma'aseh, yalki yosef brings revadia, that's called a d'oraisa mamash. To take a magnifying glass that the kids do, put it on a corner of paper, make a fire on Shabbos, that will be mamash and issa minatoria, even though it comes from the chama, that's going to be a d'oraisa. And that's the pasuk over there. We're not going to all the lomdas right now. Now, what is the pshat in chama?
Magnifying glass will be mutter b'chama.
To do what? To bishul?
Yeah.
Called bishul b'chama. That's Rashi. It's not me. It's Rashi. It's Gemara. Now, what if you say that bishul b'chama is mutter? This is so important to understand. If you want to know how a microwave works, and if you're allowed to use microwaves on Shabbos apart from the other problems, but ask the bishul shabbai, what is going on? And then obviously we'll move on to the dud shemesh. So Rashi learns that the yisoid of bishul b'chama is ein derech bishuloi. That's what Rashi says. It's not the derech. It's not the derech b'chalal. Right, the Igle Talakashan Rashi is very nice. So it's on the derech. No, so it should be a drabonon. Every time you have a deraisa and you make it clear, something nishkan derech, what, it makes it mutter? No, it makes a drabonon. So Zug the Igle Tal, a tremendous yisoid. The Avnei Nezer, by the way, who is the Igle Tal, the Avnei Nezer writes a very interesting answer. I'm not going to stand on this, but the Avnei Nezer writes that Enochanami, it's really drabonon, but since it's a type of groma, that it doesn't happen when it's straight away, happens later, Chazal will never mach on that. Now, everyone goes crazy with this Avnei Nezer. And he himself was Chayzer. He writes in the Avnei Nezer in the Igle Tal, the real answer. In the Igle Tal, he answers like this, and this is the Yisoid of Yisoid, and also, I'm giving out Yisoid this now that you have to keep with you along a whole Chayla Gimel. Because these things are going to come up again and again and again. For example, in the Siman Shinmeh, for example, in the Siman Shinchov Aleph, there's two different types of Shinuyim. The Igle Tal learns, look at that, Hakdomah of the Igle Tal, it's a beautiful pshat. He says there's two different types of Shinuyim. There's a type of Shinuy, Alidei Pa'ula, when you do something in a weird way, that's a Shinuy, that's a Durabonon. There's another type of Shinuy, when the Tetzor comes out differently. If the Tetzor comes out differently, it's not a Durabonon, it's Mutzah L'Chatzchila. Right, which again, we'll see Beis Hashem in Shem Mem, we'll see Beis Hashem in Shem Chob Alev, and other places, that this is mamish applies to us. Memen is Zogdei Gleital. Cooking in the Chama, that Rashi says is not the Derech, is not the Rabbon, for the simple reason, it's completely different. When you cook something in the sun, it's ain't a doyma to cooking it into an oven. And therefore it has a completely different reason. Memen, that's the reason why he says over there. Now, Rav Moshe, in Igris Moshe, in Chayla Gimel Simon and Beis, has a different pshat. It's on the same lines, but a different pshat. And he writes that it's not normal, it's not doing it to the Mishkan. It's got to be doing it to the Mishkan, it's not doing it to the Mishkan. It's not a normal thing that people do, it's not a normal thing for people to cook in the sun, and therefore we cannot include that in Hilchos Bishul. The Kiryat Sefer Rambam wants to taina that the difference is you need the oil, you need the fire. In order to be over Bishul, the rice, you need the fire, there's no fire, and maybe you're not over. I'll feed these three reasons, what's the halacha with a microwave? Simple. So Rav Moshe came along with a Kavaldiga Tshuva, and you can see Rav Moshe is Nevius new, and he said a microwave at the moment is not ragil, it's not a normal thing for people to cook in, but you'll see a time will come that people will use microwaves. And therefore, if it becomes ragil, it becomes normal to use for bishul purposes, that's a doraisa mamish. That's a Doraisa Mamish. That's what Moshe learns. Others want to say that if you're learning like Rashi and everyone else, you learn the Kirat Sefer about Eish, there is electricity here, it's done on the Chashmal, it's Domer as well, and therefore there is a Dimyon to Mishkan, therefore. Lemaisa, Asikum. Roiv, Poiskim, Hold, Bishon, and a microwave, apart from other problems, obviously, is going to be a Doraisa. Zopasa with Moshe, with Eliashiv, and the Shevet Halevi. There are Poiskim that hold us to Rabbonon. With Betzina Bashol Zatzal, with Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, with Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, they hold that the Bishon and microwave is only to Rabbonon. Again, these would be Nafkaminas in a matzav of a choyla. If you have to cook for a choyla, if you have Lalein or a child or a choyla that needs hot food, so you have a choice. Do I use a microwave? Do I use an oven? Do I use a gas? That all it seems. By Arichas goes with from Sinab Ashol in what you should do in such a situation. But it's kedai to know the raises to Rabbanon for these situations. Sorry?
What's the
tzad Rabbanon? The tzad Rabbanon is the fire. The fire? How does the microwave work? It moves the molecules of the food around, agitates them, which heats it up. Right? Everyone knows in your day it's a tremendous shayla basal v'cholav. Oh, you're the name. We're not going into it now. The shayla before ruins the shemesh is as right. If I cook something in the chama, if I cook something in the sun, is it called mavushal, called sorkoi, or not? The hainu. Am I allowed to take something that was cooked in the sun, or cooked nowadays in things that we call sun, and cook them? I'll take a very simple example, a dut shemesh. Let's take them for a moment. We don't know anything about dut shemesh. All we know it's called bishal b'chama. We've been told it's chama, right? Enough to mean it's cooked all day in the sun. Am I allowed to take this boiling hot water that was cooked by the sun, boiling hot, and put it into my churn or my chicken soup? There's no shayla bishul, it's boiling hot. Or maybe say, hold on a second. Is the pshat that is bad? Listen, we have to know this is already a sophic in the poskim. Do we say that since it's only the rabbanon bishul b'chama, told us chama, it's only the rabbanon, it has a dinner of Michael ben Yisrael, not mavushal called tzorkim, and maybe I can't go back to and cook it? Or do we say, no, but essence is mavushal called tzorkim, not us. In Hilchot Shabbos, we give a dinner to rabbanon. Machloikas ha-poskim. The Prima Godim, the Ishla Roms, the Kotin Test Baskins, there is no nafkamina how it gets cooked. If it's Russia called Zorokoi, you can do what you like. Whereas the Igle Talents in Memdalud wants to tell you, no. Something that was cooked but told us Chama has got a din of not Mavushal called Sorokoi, and therefore to cook it later will have to be an Issa. Lemaisa la halacha, Rav Yashim said that if you fully cook something in a microwave, then there is no Issa to Mavushal it later al ha'esh on a blech, kach omar li, his son in law, are going with Mavushal Omar Shlita. That's what he told me after the Shver, that's what he shared Paschal halacha lemaisa. Now, electric cook. Cooking like an oven. Ima ladabe, we all know Shitas Rambam, and the Shitas Achieza, and the Chazanish, that in an oven you have a red coil that goes red hot. This is an Issimin HaTorah Bishul. There's no Shalav Adur Abana. That's claw. Right? As Oishtate and Shemit Alevi, the Beis Hitzchok, and the Marisham, many poskim that have other we paskin that are cooking by electricity with an oven is a Doraisa. Moving on to the Shalav Adur Shemesh. Yeah.
Have we finished Shemit the water, putting it in the jar?
In which case, again, if it came from a mokum of Eish, which is the shayla of Chazorah, then it's mutter, right? And we consider it to be a bushel called Tzorkei. That's what we pass. It's got a dinner of a bushel called Tzorkei, right? It just happens to be another problem. Is it came from Dut Shemesh, not the Eish, and if I have my children, it's Chazorah and Sin Lachatchila, which we'll have to get to in Mishnah Gimel. Dut Shemesh, which is the most obvious question when you deal with Siv Gimel in Shin Yud Ches, is what on earth do we do with our Dut Shemeshes nowadays? So without going into too many details of how Dut Shemesh works, I had to spend a long time sitting with a technician and a plumber to explain to me the home and seers of how they work. There's two different types. I'm not going all the types. Pashas is a very simple mahalach. It's on the roof of most places. You have this black box. Inside this black box is a bunch of pipes. This pipe, inside these pipes is the water. It gets heated up by the sun. And when it's hot, it cups it. It goes into the tank, wherever the tank is on the roof in your private house. The tank gets filled up with hot water. Every time you use the hot water, what do? You're taking out hot water from there, you're replacing it with more cold water inside, which also gets cooked. So without going into all different tahechatitzes, are you allowed to close the valves and the water goes inside? Let's get to discussion of a dut shemesh. How do we look at those pipes on top of the roof? Yesh ayimim, some of the places him wanted a taina. That's Mahab Avichas over here, unbelievable Avichas. And for example, Rabbi Tzidah Vashal in Eretz Tzion, in Chele Beis Sim, Perek Lamed Si Beis, wanted a taina of its mutter. Want to tiny its mutter? He tinies it like a pot. Just like, for example, if you have a pot with water inside it that the sun cooks it, so the same thing with the shemesh. It's a pot that cooks the water. It's called Bishul Bachama. Bishul Bachama is mutter. So therefore, when you open up your valve and you're causing more water to go onto the roof to cook, so it's called Bishul Bachama. And there's always another problem, because if the water is going to go into the system, the big dud, so that's not Bishul Bachama, Bishul Bataltas Hama. Because the water came off from the from the sun, and is now in that cylinder. So we're not discussing that. But on the roof itself, he learns he's got to do a bishul bechama, and that's it. Others, for example, the Minchas Yitzchak, others, Barichah, there's 20 tshuvas on this. Oh, but the Maizah, others want to tell you, excuse me, go and do a test yourself. Go take a bucket of water, put it on the roof on a boiling hot day. It will never reach boiling hot. You will not be able to have a comfortable shower with it. If that being the case, obviously what they've done in this rooftops is they've got this alumnus, and this alumnus is the black or the glass. Something over there is going on. It's not the sun, it's the toller of the sun. And therefore that's what they want to timer, is the shayla over there. Came along with Shlomo Zalman in the olden days, and Shlomo Zalman timed that a Dut Shemesh is a sun heating machine. I don't care what happens on the pipes and it goes in the cylinder, it's a machine that gets heated up by the sun. Muta lechatchila. Al pi this psak, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos in the first Madura, if you ever saw it, writes, you are allowed to look to open up a Dut Shemesh, no problem. Now because of that, some of the Gedolim in Bnei Brak took the sefer and threw it on the floor. They just chucked out the whole sefer. And that's why he went through a tremendous yisurim when he wrote that sefer, mainly because of that psak. Mainly because of that psak. The psak of Dut Shemesh, they were cholit b'charifet, and after the Shlomo Zalman was choyza, for the simple reason that now there's a switch. Every Dut Shemesh comes with a little electric switch. When there's no sun, what do? You're stuck. So you put on the switch heats up the heating element underneath, and therefore he tines it with Shlomo Zalman. It's one big zera. It's a zera, you might use that. I call zera achasei, it's not zera, and therefore we say it. The main, that's why most poskim hold the halacha to open up a Dut Shemesh is the perhaps the shayla of toldos chama, especially if you've got water going on in the cylinder, and therefore obviously there will be a shayla with using that maybe drabonon, be enough kamina legabi achola, your lettuce that needs a bath, this, that, and the other, that the vada is a mokim to be makel over there. I mean, there's an last one shayla we didn't get to today, which is cooking through lightning. Tremendous shayla missing Kabbalah speaks about that we're not going into right now. But I'll call him Be'ez Hashem. Next week we will start the sugya of Siv Dalet, which is the whole makar in the sugya of Bishul itself. There's a finish. Okay. Any questions, please? And anything we said?